Is daf is daf yud. Let's pick it up from the bottom of Tes Amud Beis, around 10 lines up. So the Gemara had went through that there are three, or perhaps four, according to Rabbi Meir, equations, similarities between a get shichur and a get isha. So the Gemara says, wait a second, there's another thing that wasn't on the list, and that's v'ha ika lishma. Isn't there this requirement of lishma? Then when it comes to writing a get for an eved or a get for an isha, you have to have lishma, who it's for, which eved, which woman it's for, and which husband it's coming from. But as opposed to other sharos, don't require this halacha of lishma. So why wasn't this listed as one of the equations between a get shichur and a get isha? So the Gemara says bishma l'rabba. This makes sense according to Rabba. Hainu malucha mevi. It was included. One of the three was having to say b'fai nechta, b'fai nechta. And the reason for that, according to Rabba, was to tell you that it was written lishma, even though it was medinas hayam. So that's the included lishma was in fact included on the list according to Rabba. But El Rava, Rava who says the idea of Bifani Nechtav is about Ein Eidim between the Kaima, nothing to do with the Shema, Kasha, why wasn't the Shema on the list? The Su, something else that was off the list is Bein L'Abba, Bein L'Rava. This is Adam's question, Ha'ika Mechuber. Mechuber L'Karka is possible when it comes to a Get Shichur and a Get Isha, but it's not possible when it comes to other Sharas, so that too should have been on the list. Why was that left off? So the Gemara answer is no. Ki Katani, Psula Dirbanam, Derais Lo Katani. The list only included things that were possible midirabanim. Things that were possible midiraisa were not included on the list. So the requirement of lishma is a psul diraisa that was left off the list. The requirement of not being mechuber is a psul midiraisa based on nechas of anasa and has to be written and given, not detached. That's a psul midiraisa. That too is left off the list. So that answers those two questions. The Gemara says, wait a second, that's the klal that our mish abraisa only includes things that are possible midirabanim. Vahar karl she'ov de kochavim. The writing it in the non-Jewish court is a psul midiraisa, yet it's for Katani, yet it's still written on the list. What's the psul midiraisa here when it comes to the karos she'ov de chochavim? So the idea is that since it's possible, since you require a shtar, the get shechar, you require a chasav, you have to have the edim that are kosher edim, and that's not the case when it's taking place in the karos she'ov de chochavim. Whereas it's not a problem. We're talking about be'ede misira ukrebi elazar damar ede misira karti. So the idea is, no, really midiraisiv, this was actually a kosher get, because we hold like Rebbe Elazar, who holds you need edim misira edim who witnessed the handing over of the get from the shliach or from the husband to the wife, and therefore edim misira is enough to make it a kosher get. The addition of the chosman, the edim who are signing on the shtar, that's not required to Rebbe Elazar. Ah, he'll passel it if you have. Pasul Adim, he'll disqualify the entire get. That's only a Pasul Midirabanim. So that's why it's on the list. Mark says, wait a second, we can't say that the Bryce is going according to Rabbi Elazar, because Vaham Midikatani Seifa, from the fact that the Seifa of this very Bryce says, Rabbi Shimon Omer Af Elu Ksher, and he thinks those are actually kosher. What's Af Elu? Rashi says in the bottom three lines up. Af Elu Gite Nashim Ksherim Bechosman of the Chachavim. That he permitted a get to be written, to be signed by a goyim. That's kosher, according to Rabbi Shimon. Why? So it comes along the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zera, Yarad Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon went that much Lashon Yarad, but he went down, he followed the opinion of Shitasel Shir Rabbi Elazar. He passed like Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Ede Misir Karti. The reason why he is able to tolerate goyim signing the get is because he doesn't require anyone to sign the get in the first place. It's all about Ede Misir, as long as two Edim witness the handing over of the get. That's why he was able to say the goyim that are signing the get is going to be still kosher. The implication is, according to the Tanakam, however, they don't hold Ede Misir Karti, they hold Ede Chasima Karti, and therefore that would be a Psul Midiraisa. Meaning Tanakam holds, according to this understanding, that you require the Edim to sign the get, and since the Edim are goyim, it's a psul midiraisa, not a psul midirabanim. The Tanakhama holds according like Rabbi Meir, and the Sefer holds like Rabbi Elazar. So that's the kasher. So the Gemara says, did I finish the line here? Mechlav, the last line of the Amud here, Mechlav, the Tanakhama savar lo. It must be that the Tanakhama does not hold of Rabbi Elazar. They don't hold of Ede Misira Karti. They hold of Ede Chasima Karti. So the Gemara says, no. It's possible to say that still, they really made both opinions hold of Rabbi Elazar, but there's still a difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon. Ikebenayu Shemos Muvhakim. It's possible to say that really the ratio, the Tanakhama also holds of Rabbi Elazar and Edi Masir Karti. But the difference is, when they're Shemos Muvhakim, when they're set established names, what does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, we'll put this all together in just a moment. Rashi says in the top of Yudam and Aleph, the Tanakhama also holds a Rebbe Elazar. And really, Midiraisa that even though there were goyim who signed on the get, it was still a kosher get midiraisa, because all you need is to see Edim Misira watching, observing the handing over. The fact that the goyim wrote on the shtar was only a disqualification on a midirabanan level. So that's why it's on the list, because only dirabanan psulim are on the list. So they hold like Rabbi Elazar as well. Umidirabanan, says Rashi, who depasli dilma asil mismech, achasumim ulmosa befem. And the only reason why the Tanakhama felt that you should disqualify such a get with goyim signing on it, or the chacham signing on it, is because you might rely on them in other shtaros, where you need the chasimim, you need the chosmim. Comes along the Gemara, Rashi says, now Rashi va'asa Rabbi Shimon lemeimar. Rabbi Shimon says, im shemos muvhokim, if there are known names, of the chachavim heim, shein yisrael nikraim ba'os and shemos, names that only goyim use. Let's say, I don't know what's a good name.
Chris.
Ricardo.
Chris Ricardo. Hey, Chris. everyone here, I guess, except for myself.
We're going to see in a moment that there's a limitzchos on all of us.
That is true. So, there's certain names that ain't Yisrael and the Krum, Os and Shemos, names that Jews would never ever use. Lav hainu mizuyof mitocha demode Rabbi Elazar. And that's not considered a forged signature, because you're not going to think to use them in other scenarios, in other situations, so that we are able to tolerate such names. So in the case of Shemos Mufakim, so everyone agrees, even Rabbi Shimon agrees, when it comes to a name that can be used by both Jews and non-Jews, then that's going to be puzzle if it's found on the get. If they're names that only goyim use, such as Chris, let's say, or probably a better answer would be like Muhammad or something, like something like that, then Jews would never ever use. So then Rabbi Shimon thinks that would be kosher, because no one would ever rely on that signature of Muhammad in some other shtar. But there, even in that case, the Tanakhama thinks it should be puzzle.
Rashi says not just in some other shtar, in this one, because you need Edim Misira here, we're concerned you'll be Moser Bifnei those two people, and therefore you won't have Kasher Edim Misira in this, in our case.
You would be Moser before the people signed it?
No, after they signed. If you look at the second line.
Moser Bifnei. To rely on them as actually good Edim.
You may rely on them as these Edim Misira in our case. To use the two people on their get.
So Tanakhama is concerned that you might start getting confused. Who could be used, who cannot be used. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, everybody knows, Shemus Mufak, everybody knows that Muhammad's not going to be good to be an aid, and therefore there's no need for confusion. So if he happens to sign on a get shechor, it's not a get isha rather, it's not a problem, because you have the Eidim Masira of two kosher Eidim, that's enough, even though Muhammad's signing on the actual get itself. So that's an afkamina, but still, we're still holding with that idea that the only thing listed, three or four things listed, that we equated a get shichur and a get isha, are only psule midrabanam. That was the only thing listed of the three and the four. So the Gemara said, wait a second, v'hachazara deraisa v'katani? The idea of being chose, we said before, one of the distinctions was being able to retract. If a person sends a shliach to the isha or sends a shliach to the eved, he's able to retract. That's a din deraisa, says Rashi. Three narrow lines down, Chazara, Ratalachzer b'shnem. If he wants to retract on the ish get isher, the get shechram, the Rebbe Meir psula deraisa. Rebbe Meir added that as the fourth comparison, but that's a psul deraisa. The hok came in the battle mishalech l'shichusam. Since the mishalech he cancels, he nullifies his shlichus. The shliach nims shena shlucha. It turns out the shliach is no longer serving as an agent. Vein kan gerushin kol. This is not gerushin. When he hands the get to the wife, it's meaningless, because he already severed the ties. V'hainu deraisa d'rachman amar v'nasan biyada. The Torah says you have to give it to her. V'zelo nasan lahu lo shlucha. And this, nothing was given to her. There's a piece of paper, but nothing was actually given halachically, because he severed the ties between the mishalech and the shliach. So that idea of chazara, which applies to the din of get shichur and get isha, is a psul midiraisa. So that idea doesn't work. So Ella Gemara says, you know what the list is? Why the list is limited to only three and four? It's because ki katani milsa de lesser bekedushim milsa disi bekedushim lo katani. The only included things that do not apply to kedushin at all. Something that does apply to kedushin, they did not write. So what does this mean? So there's a decent sized Rashi here. Rashi explains Ella ki katani milsa de lesser bekedushim. The only listed things that don't exist by kedushin at all, kolomar ki parchin on leel ha'ika mechuber or l'shma. Those questions above, lo tishane, don't answer because psuli deraisa lo katani. Don't give the answer we said before that psuli deraisa we're not including. Ella, you know what the answer should be now. Ema milsa de isa bekedushin lo katani. Things that don't apply to kedushin could go on l'shma mechuber de isa nami b'shar kedushin. These things also apply to shar kedushin. V'yotza mi beis of a ha'isa l'isha acher iskish havayel yitzia. There's a connection. There's a hekesh of get to Kedushin. And therefore, aval b'fani nechtav less of a Kedushin. You're right, Lishma does apply to Kedushin. We're only listing things that don't apply to Kedushin. Lishma does apply to Kedushin. You have to know who's receiving the money. So we didn't include that in the list since it applies to Kedushin as well. We wanted things that were exclusive to Gittin of Eved and Isha. And since b'fani nechtav does not apply to Kedushin, that's why that is on the list. The molech maybe that is on the list because that does not apply to Kedushin. It only applies to Gittin. The Katanta Rashi continues to explain the Katanta Derabana Baama who begin Dilma Asa the Baal Ma'ar Pasalei, like we've been learning. The 8 Kusi Nami Ainik Kashir Bekedushim. The fact that we allow an 8 Kusi to sign on a Get Shechra is not permitted for Kedushim. The High Achshurik Bekedin, Hainu Taimek, the Kamosi later on in the Amid Beis, why that only applies to Gittin. The 8 Get Ain Chosun Debelozet. Fine. And going down a little bit further in Rashi, our Kalos Nami less Bekedushim, that too doesn't apply to Kedushim. So in other words, the 3/4 things that are equal when it comes to Isha and Eved only apply to those two cases, and they do not apply to Kedushim. That's why we did not include other things such as Lashma and Mechuber. Mar says, wait a second, V'ha Chazara, doesn't Rabbi Meir add the 4th thing? It's Chazara that you're able to be Chozer, and Chazara Gufa Isa Bekedushin. So certainly one could send off a Shliach to have him marry someone for me, and then I could sever that Shlichas, and then when he ends up giving the money to that lady, there's no Kedushin anymore. So it does apply to Kedushin, and since it applies to Kedushin, it should not be on the list. And Gwar says, no, there's a difference, because B'Shlichus Baal Karcha we're talking about, the Begerishin Isa with Bekedushin Lesa. So there's a different type of, there's a big machlokas from how to understand this line exactly. But when it comes to, let's look at Rashi at least. Rashi says, 4 wide lines down, b'shlichos bal karche v'chulei. Kolomar, dumya degin lo mashachas la b'kedushin. They're not the same. You're right, lemais, you could be chozer in kedushin, you could be chozer on the shlichos of getin, but they're still very different. The hashliach, says Rashi, zeh, mishalech etzlo lagarsha bal karche. The husband sends a shliach to divorce his wife against her will. You could also go free in Eved against his will. When it comes to Kedushin, you cannot make a Shliach against her will, the receiving end. We have to, again, qualify, define the Shliach a little bit differently. And Vim Ratza Baal Chozer, Ma'ashen Kem Kedushin, Da'afagav the Chozer, Lo Dumya Dahanihu. It's a very different type of Shlichus. That's all he's saying. Tosos takes issue with this a little bit, and other Rishonim talk about this. But at the end of the day, the shlichas that's being sent to Gerushin is very different than the shlichas that's being sent to Kedushin. Even though in terms of the Chazara, they're both the same, in terms of the initial shlichas, they're very different, and that's enough to put it on the list of differences.
But you see, the opposite is true also. Kofin HaSaj, Yom Raisani, is only Agave. You would never say that about Kedushin.
Okay, Kedushin, we can never be Kofin by Agave Kedushin. Exactly. Right. Never.
Wouldn't it be easier just to say Tana Veshir? I mean, why did they have to go through all this? Very often they do that. No?
Yeah, no, they could have.
But this is an afternoon that comes out after me, no?
The,
It's very, like,
No, it's a good point. Whenever you have lists, it's always like the aim banes, for example. The aim banes, how exhausted, how exact are they? So, I'm not sure when we apply it, when we don't apply it.
Right.
Tan Rishai sounds like more of a cop-out answer. You probably prefer to have a complete list.
Like this. Uh-huh.
And if you can't find an answer, so then, oh, Tan Rishai, they left something off the list. That's my guess. Okay, the Mishnah now says on Yudam and Aleph, Kol get sheyesh alav edei kusi, pasul, any get, now this get means, we saw in the first Tosfos in the Masechta, it refers to shtar here, not get of Isha. Any shtar that has an 8 kusi sign on it, it's going to be pasul. Rashi says, because the chashidei ha'edus sheker, we're concerned that they might be lying. Chutz, the Mishnah says, chutz, megitei nashim v'shichrui avadim, where we permit them to sign on it. Then the Gemara quotes, a maisa sheviyu l'fnei Rabbi Gamliel, lechvar usnaya, the name of a certain village, get isha, they brought a get isha in front of him, v'hayu edov, edei kusim v'hichshir. And they were on it literally right now, it sounded like there were 2 edim, not one, but 2 edim, they were kusim, and he permitted it. So the Gemara is going to ask, of course, it sounds like a Maisa Lister. Okay, so the Gemara says now, Mani Masis, and who authored this Mishnah? Lo Tanakama, Lo Rabbi Elazar, Lo Rabbi Shimon Megamliel. Who are these 3 individuals? The Tan of the Brisa says, this is a Brisa that's quoted several times in Shas, that Matzas Kusi Muteris. If a Kusi were to make a Matzah that's actually Mutter to be eaten on Pesach, we're not concerned that it may have been chametz. V'adam yotzei ba'idei chavasa be'pesach. Number 1 is it's not chametz, and number 2 is he also has the issue of shmira, has lishma, yotzei the mitzvah. Rashi explains all this. See, Rashi says matzis kusi muteris because there's no chametz. That's the first Rashi, and the second Rashi says v'adam yotzei ba yidei chavas bePesach mishum chovas laila rishon shu chayv leachol mata hamishameres. There's a chayv of shmiras shmur mata, and your yotzei you could rely on the kusi who applied the shmir properly. Vafilu, let's say continuing Rashi, vafilu yadinu ba delo hechmitzu. Even if you know that it wasn't chametz, lo nafik bei elam kin avilashimer. You also require shmir, the two different elements Rashi point out. The shem chavas mata dechsev ushmartem as hamatzos. The kusim bikin hein shetzricha lishamer lishma v'osin lashimer. They do the proper shmir. So according to the first opinion here, according to the Tanakama, you could rely on them completely for shmur matzah. Then the Brisa quotes Rabbi Elazar oser v'shein bikin b'diktukim mitzvos. He forbids you to eat them, even in terms of eating. Forget the first night at all. It's considered as possibly it's chametz because we don't trust them. They're not tomedaktik in mitzvos. And then the third opinion is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer kol. Mitzvah shechziku ba kusim, harbe mitaktin ba yosem Yisrael. Anything that kusim took upon themselves, they're better at it than any of the Jews. So Rashi quotes the different applications here. So these are the three opinions. So why could none of these line up to our Mishnah? What's the difference? So the Gemara explains each. Mani who authored our Mishnah? If you hold the Tanakama authored our Mishnah, afil shar sharos nami. They should be permitted in other shtaros as well. Meaning, if eight kusi is trusted, so why does the Mishnah only permit them when it comes to get isha and shichur? They should even be trusted when it comes to all shtaros. So he couldn't be the author of our Mishnah. E Rabbi Elazar afilu get isha namilo. If Rabbi Elazar, who didn't trust them at all, he says that their Pesach matzahs are completely chamet or possibly chametz, we don't trust them. So certainly we shouldn't trust them when it comes to a get isha and get shichur either. And E Rabban Shimon Gamliel. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it should depend on what they have taken upon themselves to do. If they took upon themselves to be very careful about get isha or about sharos, that should be the defining factor. Not as a rule of they are kosher when it comes to get isha, but not kosher when it comes to other sharos. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it all depends on whatever they took upon themselves to be careful about.
Not if it's midrash or not.
Exactly, nothing to do with it. At this point, not. There are some achrim who talk about, whether mitzvahs that are clear, whether Talach Moshmir Sinai or Torah Shabbat Peh, which aspects are they actually medaktik on? But according to this understanding right now, it's all about any type of mitzvah.
The Shimur part, it's a whole different...
It's a drasha.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. After that, we'll shame the mitzvah.
No, you're right. It's not... But that's a drasha. Question, how far... Yeah. What was considered are derabanan? Were they machben and derabanan? Also, could you have such a case where they're machben and derabanan? What about the raisa that doesn't really have a real drasha for it? I think they discussed this. Which types of mitzvahs are they trusted on? Here we go. The Pnei Yeshua and Amud Beis talks about whether they're trusted in mitzvahs derabanan. So the Pnei Yeshua understands that the only debate here of the three-way machlokas is with regards to deraisas. And all the examples that we find in the Shas is all derisas. When it comes to Yisurim and Derabanan, everyone says you are actually somech on them. And we're not choshesh lemiyot.
So Shmur Matz is derisas.
Right. Other around. Because the
Derabanan, they didn't accept anything Derabanan.
So we're not talking about the acceptance on their part. Well, that you're confused maybe with Tzedukim also. Kusim are not necessarily Tzedukim.
But Kusim are Gerayos.
Right. Well, the Machlok is exactly who they are.
Right.
But the idea is, there's not so much at stake when it comes to the Derabanan on our end. I mean, if they messed up in the Derabanan, it's not such a big deal for us. So we're initially focused on what they are willing to accept on their own. They're saying, what are the repercussions of it? The repercussions are not so great since it's only in the Derabanan. Therefore, everyone agrees you can be Somech. That's the understanding of the Pnei Yeshua. Okay. Let's keep going now. So who authored the Mishnah? It can't be any one of these three Tanaim that are found in this Brisa. So the Gemara says, maybe you want to say, V'chi Tema Rabban Shimon Gamliel, who authored it, who Ude'achzik Bahav, Lo'achzik Bahav, very easy. They're machzik, they took upon themselves to be very careful when it comes to get Shechur, and when it comes to get Isha, and that's why we have an aid Kusi could sign on it. But they were not machzik on other Shara, so that's why they can't sign on it. That sounds like a very good solution.
Right.
So the Gemara says, Ihach, if that's the case, my Irya Chad, why do we only permit one aid kusi when it comes to get Shechor and get Isha? Afilu Treinami, if they really fully believe, we should allow for two aidim. So Alam Amar Rebbe Lazar, lo hichshir bo ela aid echad kusi bavad. So why does Rebbe Lazar say that we only allow for one aid kusi, not two? So that's the question. Before we go weiter, Let's see. Should we do this Tosfos here? Tosa asks an interesting question here. Go to the Tosa Dibra Maschel Matzah Kusi Mutera. Say, you're allowed to have a matzah of a kusi and biyotu your mitzvah deraisa. So Tosa asks Vim Tomar, Halo Gazu al Pisan, isn't there Xavier the Gemara of the Zar tells us, could that mean of a Pirka the Rebbe Lazar, also there, but as well Gemara of the Zar as well, that you can't eat their bread. Lefishahu Mevatlin, Binin Besa Migdash, Bimei Ezra. The Katani Hasan Mikan Amar Rebbe Eliezer, Kala Ocha Paskusi, Kilo Ocha Basar Chazir. Eating their bread, it might be kosher, but there's a special Xera that's like eating pig. Vitani Nami Per Kulin, Per Kamatahulim. Gavi Min Pito Paskusi, also the same discussion there. Vomer Rabbeinu Tam Demari Be Isas Yisrael She Asa Kusi Matzah Mimeno. Vim Tomar Amai Yotzei Bai Dei Chava. So we didn't get the answer there, did we?
No, that's the answer. Talking about the dough was Yisrael dough that the Kusi made matzah.
So the Xer was only when the Kusi made the dough and also baked it. But if a Jew made the dough and the Kusi baked it, then that would be permitted. And that's what we're talking about here, where they baked the dough that the Jews made.
Wasn't Shehayu Mavatli mean that they didn't contribute to building the Beis HaMikdash? Is that what it was?
It's not like they're part of destroying the Bina Beis HaMikdash.
What?
I don't know the background of it. I don't know. I'm not sure. But somehow they were involved in some bit of Bina Beis HaMikdash. It prevented the building of it, maybe.
Right, some delayed it.
Right. Okay, I don't know. Then Toza asks another question. Vim Tomar, Amai Yotze Baidei Chava? Why the Yotze the Mitzvah of Matzah if the Kusi baked it? Dilma Lo Shamer L'Shei Matzah. Maybe they didn't have the proper Shmira. Why the chashida al lifnei iver v'gomer? They don't hold to the drasha of lifnei iver. They hold lifnei iver means literally placing a stumbling block in front of somebody. But to apply lifnei iver to having someone trip up in a mitzvah, an iser, that they don't hold up. So maybe they baked for the Jew in order for the Jew to stumble on a iser chametz. The yeshlomar de kim lan de ein lakusi matzah acheres sheyuchal atayz ba'yidei chavasa. It has to be a case where this was the only matzah that he was planning on eating in himself. So since he was planning on eating it himself, we could also rely on eating that matzah as well. But if it was a case where he wasn't going to eat it on his own, in a chalami, we'd be concerned of the iser of the fne'iver and not rely on the matzah. Okay, anyways, back to the Gemara now, unless Adam found something interesting in the back. He had the pages flipping, no? So who authored our Mishnah? So the Gemara says the last two lines of Yudam and Aleph here, Li'olam Rebbe Elazar. Really, Rebbe Elazar authored the Mishnah. Rebbe Elazar of the Bryce here, I guess, who says we do not trust them at all. He said he lefisha ein bekimva diktuke mitzvahs entirely. So why do we trust, at least, why do we trust even an aid, echad? Kagon de chasim Yisrael basof. It was a situation where the second aid, the second one on the bottom was a Yisrael. The first aid was a kusi and the second one was Yisrael. Di lav, so what, how does that help? Di lav the kusi chaver hava Lomachtim le'mekame. Had the kusi not been a learned kusi, he would not have been writing first. Rashi says on the top here, the lav the kusi chaver hava lo hava ha'Yisrael machtim le'kusi makame. He wouldn't let the kusi go before him. This is actually brought down. I'm not sure halalacha, but the minhag is if anyone has ever signed any documents of kedushin or of some sort, ksuva tanaim, they always ask if it's two people, who is older, or if it's clearly one is more chashiv than the other one, or one's a Kohen, one's a Levi, they always have the more chashiv person sign beforehand. So if the Yisrael wasn't, if the kusi was not more if the kusi wasn't more chashiv, he wouldn't let the kusi go first. So from the fact that the kusi wrote first, signed first, and then the Yisrael tells us that the kusi was considered a kosher kusi. We're not saying across the board that every single kusi is possible. It's there are some that are, and we're concerned, we're choshesh. But if we know a certain particular situation where the kusi was a kasher kusi, then we would rely on him. So the fact that he signed first tells us that he was a kasher kusi. So Gemara said, wait a second, if that's the case, ihachi, if we could trust him when another Yisrael signed after him, ihachi afilu shar shas nami. That should be the same halacha when it comes to other shars as well. A person signing a document for a house or whatever the shar might be, if a kusi signs first, then Yisrael signs second, we should be relying on the kusi as well because he signed first. So therefore, that doesn't seem like a good answer. So Ella, the Gemara explains, Amrinan ravcha shavik, leman de kashish minei. Hachanami ravcha shavik, leman de kashish minei. The situation where he left space, ravcha shavik, he left space to someone who was older, greater than him. Here too, also the same situation. What does that mean? So if you see Rashi, three lines from the top, Ella, Rashi says, Ella, al karchach taimamai, lohavi bishar sharos. Why don't we allow a kusi and other sharos? Maybe the Yisrael really wrote first. He He signed on the bottom. He was concerned maybe someone greater than him was going to come afterwards. So he signed on the bottom, but he signed first. And then the Kusi came along and signed above him. So just because the signature is higher up on the document does not mean that he necessarily signed it first. And there's no raya from this case that it's kosher. So that's the question. Gemara says, and the reason why we don't trust them by other sharos is because maybe the Jew signed the bottom and left space on top. Gemara says, wait a second, here too also, hachanami, say the same thing by the get. Rav chashavik leman de kosher minei. Maybe here as well, that Yisrael signed the bottom and he allowed space on the top and happens to be the kusi signed on top. So maybe the kusi is not a kosher kusi and we shouldn't trust him when it comes to getting either. So answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Papa, Rabbi Papa Zos Amerisis comes to tell us, Eide haget ein chosmen zeh below zeh. The klal is, when it comes to get, in particular, no other halacha, no other shars like this, that you need both edim to be present. What?
It makes sense.
Right. My time, what's the reason? Because this the make sense of you was different than what the Gemara is about to say, though. It's the Amar Ravashi, Gzeir Mishim Kulchem. There's a Gzeir Mishim Kulchem, the situation we're going to see later on in the Masechta, much later on, that if the husband said, I want Kulchem, I want all of you to sign it. What does a Kulchem mean exactly? So if you look at Rashi, you see Rashi says, Gzeir Mishim Kulchem. It's around halfway down the Rashi. It's Ditnan Bepirkin Lekaman Samech Vav. Amar Lasara Kulchem. He says to 10 people. The husband says to 10 people, Kulchem, all of you, Kisfu Get Lishti. You should write the get for my wife. Echad Kosev Kulchem Chosman. One has to sign, and the rest have to, rather, one has to write, and the rest have to sign. Vilohavi Chasmi Kul. If all of them do not sign, Havi Pasel, the Kupay de Talia. He wants all of them to sign for whatever reason. Delo Shavi Gita El Bahachi. Therefore, in a situation where he doesn't say kulchem, they want every single aid to be present, because if it happens to be some wild scenario, we're so concerned of agunas, if some crazy husband says, I want all of you to be there, we make all of them be there to sign. So therefore, even a case when kulchem wasn't mentioned, we want both aidim who are going to sign to be present. It's a very, seems like a very far-fetched gzera, but that's the gzera. So since when it comes to get both people have to be there, so the Yisrael knows who he's signing with. So he'll only sign if he knows that this kusi is a kosher kusi. It wasn't like he showed up one day and found the signature. He knew who the kusi was and was able and was willing to sign in the same document at this very kusi, and that gives him the nemanis to be trusted. Now this is interesting. I don't know if the Rishon pointed this out, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that I don't remember the exact line, but I think it was the Kila Kadosh Yisrael. No, the Gemara in Zer Boer talks about the Kila Kadosh of Yishlaim of some sort, that they would say a person should Ein Chosman Al Shar Elim Kin Yodim Mi Chosman Imam or something. You should only sign on a shar if you know who's going to be signing with you. And you should only go to party if you know who's going to be at the Suda with you. You have to know these things. So I'm not sure why that's not a concern here as well, but that certainly is an Eitzah Tova brought down in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. You should always know who you're signing with. So in general, that's an Eitzah, but when it comes to Gin, this is a requirement that you have to know, you have to be there present while the other person's signing as well. Okay, Gemara now says Gufa. Amar Rabbi Elazar lo hichshir bo ela eid echad kusi bavad. He said we only permit one aid, but not more than that. My k'mashma, what is coming to teach us? Tanina, the Mishnah tells us kol get sheish alav eid kusi pasal v'chule. We already have the Mishnah says that. The Mishnah says on Yudam and Alf that you only trust one aid. So what's Rabbi Elazar coming to add on to that which the Mishnah didn't teach us? So explains the Gemara even Masnizin. Have we had the Mishnah alone have a mean? I would have thought afilu treinami, even two aidim. Eidik kusim would be permitted. Ah, v'hai dekatani chad. V'shum de b'sharos afil chad nami lo. Because it wants to tell you, but by a shar, even one doesn't work. So he said, one works for a get, but one does not work for a shar. But not only one works for a get, you could even have two people, two eidik kusim for a get. That's kamash v'lan from Reb Elazar, not true. One and only one, one kusi works for a get shechur. V'treilo. Like Mark said, v'treilo and two don't work. You can't have two eidei kusim for get shechur. V'ha'katani ma'isa v'hevi'il fanav l'fnei Rabban Gamliel l'kfar usna get isha v'hayu eidov eidei kusim v'hichshe. There were eidov. There were two eidim that were there. He permitted two eidei kusim. Amar Abai explains tani eido. You have to change the gears. It should be eido. And there was one eid kusi, and that's why he permitted it. Rabbi says no. Again, this goes back to Machlokes Rav and Abaye, whether they like changing the gear cells or not. Rav was very willing to take out the yud to change from Eidov to Eidov. Abaye was able to, rather. But Rav says, no, we have to maintain the language. It says Eidov. How am I going to explain this? Rav Amar Liel Mtrei, the Rav Gamliel Miflag Poli. He argues on the Tanakama. The Tanakama, Inachanami, holds one aid enough, only one aid allowed. Rabbi Gamliel thinks that two edim are permitted. And there's something important missing from the Mishnah. The way it should be read is as follows. Rabbi Gamliel machshir bishnayim. Rabbi Gamliel argues it's permitted two. And then Maisa Nami, and there was a Maisa that showed us the permitted two edim kusim. Exactly. Otherwise, it was a stira.
Also, there's no chiddush on the Mishnah. Right. Because he would be holding like the Tanakhama.
Right, but no, but that's fine, because we could just say the Tanakhama holds this way. Rabbi Gamliel agrees to that, and there actually was one to Maisa where Rabbi Gamliel permitted one eid kusim.
That's
how Bai read it.
That's how Bai, exactly, right. Yeah. But what do you mean by there's a stira?
There was a stira the way you initially read it. The question was a stira.
Right.
The Bai says it's not a stira, you change it to...
Right, to eight.
But if you don't change the gear, so then there's a stira.
Yeah, then for sure.
That's why you have to add in, Rabbi Gamliel says, no, I permit two eid kusim, and there's this Maisa Nami, sheviu lefnei Rabbi Gamliel lechvar usnai, gerisha v'hayu eidav eid kusim v'hichcher.
What would be the svara for allowing 1/8? Like, why would you allow 1/8 and not 2/8?
That's the whole idea here, because...
Because you said that they...
Yisrael will only sign. He has to be present there with the kusi.
Yeah.
If two kusim, they don't trust the first one, they trust the second one.
Right, but meaning, is a kusi or not a kusi? Meaning, the whole question, if it's not a trusted person, if he's a kusi or not.
Right, no, so it's not about... It's not all kusim are disqualified. It's that... There are kusim that we don't trust. We trust all Jews, we don't trust all kusim. But if there is a case where we could find trust,
so
we could trust.
It's not a definition because he's a kusi, it's just because we are more suspicious than kusim.
Exactly, the point. Kusi does not have the din of a guy.
Right. Even though later they had.
Right. Again, depends on the initial that machlokas.
Right.
But this stage it sounds like we're assuming that they have a...
It's still not okay.
Exactly. Okay. And the new Mishnah tells us now, Masnisin kol hashtaros... Ha'olim berkalos she'ov dekochavim. All documents that go through non-Jewish courts, af apisha chosmeim ov dekochavim, ksher. Even though the signatures are through the goyim, they're kosher. Chutz migite nashim v'shichur yavadim, except for these two cases where they are puzzle if they go through a non-Jewish court. Comes along Rabbi Shimon Omer, af elu ksher, and he thinks that even these are kosher, even these cases are going to be kosher, because as we said before, he holds like Rabbi Elazar, that all depends on Eidei Mesira. Edim Asira, as long as the two Edim of Edim Asira were Kasher Edim, I don't care who signed, where the documents were signed, because the documents are really irrelevant. Lo huskar elu bezman shenasu behedyo. So this last line here says, this psul of Edi Garim only exists during the time when it was done by a hedyo. What's this line doing here? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Lo huskaru bebeis medjish lifsol elu bezman shenasu behedyo aide opti kachavim hedyotos shenu dayanum. Gemara is going to explain what this means exactly. There's a kosher dying goy versus a non-kosher dying goy. We'll wait to get to this understanding later on. Probably not today, but probably tomorrow. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara now. Gemara says, Kapasik v'tani, lo shamecha lo shamatana. The Mishnah says we trust all sharos are kosher if they go through, they pass through a non-Jewish court. So it doesn't make a difference whether it's a sale, it doesn't make a difference whether it's a matana. All types of documents that go through the legal system, the secular legal system, will be good. Or I say, wait a second, this makes sense. Mishma, this all makes sense. Mecher, a sale, a document of sale, that makes sense if it goes through the non-Jewish court system. Why? Because Michi Yahav Zuze Kamayo Hudakana. The moment you give the money to buy the land, it's the money that buys the land. And the shtar, Rai Ba'amahu, the shtar is really irrelevant. It doesn't play any significant role other than a proof for the guy, but it's not what creates the acquisition. The acquisition is passing over the money. The document, the title, only shows the proof of it, but that's not what makes it the acquisition go through. And therefore, we permit the shtar to go through a non-Jewish court in that case. It's a shtar is Rai Ba'amahu. The lo yahav zuze kamayu. If he didn't give the money, lo yahav emar nafshayu v'chasin le'shara. The guy would never write a document saying he sold the property if he never received the money. So it's the receiving of the money that really gives the ability of the mocher to give the land over to the lokach, and the shar is simply the proof he has. El matana, how can we allow a matana to pass through a non-Jewish court? But my kakani leit la b'hai shara? The only way, there's no money given. When I give you a gift, what's the gift? How do you acquire the gift? Now we're talking about not metalton, we're talking about karka. If I give you metalton, well, it's me handing over the gift to you is the kingdom. But I can't hand over a piece of land to you. So if I'm giving property to you, the only way you have an acquisition is through the shtar that here I'm writing to so-and-so, this is your karka. But now this shtar goes through a non-Jewish court, high shtar chas ba'amahu, it's a piece of earthenware. It's meaningless. It went through a non-Jewish court system, non-Jewish edim, it doesn't work. How can we trust that this works? So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, and he says this many times throughout Shas, particularly in the end of Baba Kama, he talks about this a lot, Dina de Malchusa Dina. No, we could trust the court system, the secular court system has certain rules, and we abide by these rules, and this too as well. And therefore, they could define the halachas of Kinanim as well, and we trust them, and we go through that same court system. Ibai same alternatively, Tani Chutz Mikigite Nashim. Or perhaps the way the Mishnah should be read is anything that's like Gite Nashim, not only Gite Nashim, but things that are like Gite Nashim, which would include Matana as well. Meaning a Matana also wouldn't work through a court system. Anything that the Shtar itself creates the transaction, it wouldn't work. So by Get Isha, it's the Shtar that creates a transaction, it's disqualified. Matana, the Shtar creates a transaction, that too would be possible in the non-Jewish court system. Okay, so I guess we'll stop here, the two dots. Seems like a good stopping point.
One thing that was bothering me as we're going through the case of Eid Echad by Eid Kusi is Pasul, is Kasher rather, there's an Israel